If there are offenses while chanting, then
Yes, they are all the time. What are you talking
yes. So,
about? There are, so
if
what
there is some possibility to do Mansik Japa, like writing the mantra in the mind or meditating on Leela, then what is more beneficial to advance for them in chanting? Because if the chanting is offenseless, then automatically the Leela will be revealed. So, then how,
What are
what
you
should
trying to say exactly? What is your question? You're saying, oh, what's the stuff? What are you saying?
Is it better to visualize the Mahamantra, or is it better to focus on Leelas when chanting?
Then there are offenses.
What's the question? You got all
See, for
leaders and
advancing.
offenses and chanting and silent java and loud java. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
He's saying right now I am making offenses while chanting. How for progressing, what which is better? He's been telling two things.
Question is, what's the best way to chant Hare Krishna without offenses? Is that the question? Whatever way you can be absorbed in your mind, the main thing that how you get purified is absorption of the mind. The mind should be absorbed in Krishna. If the mind can be absorbed in Krishna by speaking and hearing the holy name, then do it that way. If the mind can be more absorbed and chanting the holy name by silently chanting in your mind without any audible sound, then do it that way. If you have some confusion which way to chant Manasik Japa or Upanishad Japa, there's only two kinds of Japa, Manasik Japa, Upanishad Japa. Uchaisik Japa is kirtan, it's not Japa. Japa is two types, whispering, only you can hear it, no one else can hear it, it's called Upanishad. And Manasik means nobody can hear it, even you can't hear it. So Manasik. And kirtan is called uchaisik, means loud. That's called kirtan. So whatever you, if you have some doubt which way to chant, ask your guru, what do you suggest is the best way for me to chant? You can measure your own, because the measurement is how much you're absorbed. Obviously, it's more difficult to chant Manasik Japa. It requires more attention, more focus, and more absorption. So Manasik Japa means you're more absorbed in Krishna's name because you had it forced you to be more absorbed to hear it properly. The problem with Manasik Japa is many times we become sloppy. Become sloppy chanters because our minds are sleepy. Our mind, there's all the three modes of nature are pervading our body, our emotions, and our minds. Our body, our emotions, and our mind are pervaded and controlled by the three modes of nature. Our body may be in sattvic gun, our mind may be in tamic gun, our heart may be in rajic gun. There's all different things going on here. That's why I have to purify everything. The emotional body, the bhavdeha, the linga sharira, the sukshma sharira, and the bhav sharira, the feeling body. So this is a difficult task. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra has a lot of work to do. Absorption is greatest in Manasik Japa. But I said the mind becomes lazy. So we have a tamasic mind. So we're chanting, but we're not really chanting the full mantra in Manasik Japa. We cut corners, we're chanting Hare Krishna Rama, Hare Krishna Rama, Hare Krishna Rama, Hare Krishna Rama. But you chant out loud, you can record it, you chant whispering, you can record your chanting and play it back. Most people forget less, they forget two arrays. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama Rama. They forget two arrays. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. People are actually very lazy in brain and they can't hear very well. Recording your chanting is very good, actually. I was doing it for years, recording and playing back. Well, I find the most absorbing chanting is Manasik Japa. It's described in different Puranas, which are quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas. The Manasik Japa is 1,000 times more beneficial than Upamshu because of absorption. Holy Name has all power no matter how you chant. Now, Namakari Bhavaja. So you can't say it's more powerful. It's more effective because it's more absorption. The main thing, the effect is determined by the degree of absorption. You're chanting sloppy, not absorbed, loud chanting or Upamshu Japa, that's not too effective. You're chanting silent, lazy Japa, that's not too effective. You're not absorbed. So you have to find what works for you and do it that way. Naturally, we read Hari Bhakti Vilas says you get 1,000 times more benefit by Manasik Japa, so you want to go with that. So you get confused. Every holy name has the same power, it's unlimited. Purnashuddha, Purnamukta, Nityamukta, Purnashuddha. It's eternally liberated, full, completely full. It's not, Lao Chang is 80% full, Manasik Japa is 100% full. Purna is Purna. So that's what the Shastras say. It's full, but it says more effective because it demands and necessitates more absorption. Absorption is the key to perfection. Absorption. Yam yam bhavi sran bhavam tyaja dhanti kalera tam tam ayati kontaya sada tad bhava bhavita sada tad bhav. That bhav that you're always absorbing every day. Absorb. Bhavita means absorption. Sada tad bhava bhavita. That which you're absorbed in, that will be tested at the time of death. Always singing Om Radharani's Dasi, I'm your servant, I'm in Dasi Bhav, Govi Bhav. That will be your bhav at the time of death. Dasi Bhav. That's why the Guru always says to his disciples, always remember your siddha, always remember your seva. And cultivate Govi Bhav. Cultivate the bhava of a dasi. Humble, offenseless, tender, enthusiastic dasi of Radharani. Every moment, every minute, every second. Always practice that by every opportunity you get. Seva, seva, seva. Seva, seva, seva. Will save you, save you, save you. Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe.